This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Does kind of feel like we got a week's worth of news for you today, so this one might have slipped by you. But this morning, the White House announced it's not going to be imposing additional investment restrictions on China. For now, what it's going to do instead is back a plan working its way through Congress that's going to reform something called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, as it's known. Doesn't come up much in casual conversation, that committee, even in Washington, really. But with all the economic back and forth with China right now, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports that CFIUS is getting a whole lot more attention.
The legislation President Trump is backing would give the committee more teeth. Right now, companies voluntarily file notice with CFIUS. Amy Jocelyn is with law firm Cooley LLP and helps companies navigate the process.
To either confirm that any national security issues are either mitigated or that they take steps to ensure that those concerns are resolved.
The House and Senate have different versions of legislation to update this process, but generally, says Jocelyn,
it will formalize the committee's focus on certain technology sectors, certain sectors that they've termed as emerging and foundational technologies.
That could mean certain companies in the tech sector would be required to file notice. Nova Daily at law firm Wiley Ryan used to run the CFIUS process at the Department of Treasury. He says some companies will have to change how they do business.
In terms of who they choose to be an investor and whether that means that they'll have to seek and go through an additional CFIUS review.
Especially if that investor comes from China. James Lewis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The goal here is to catch China. The way the rules are written, it will catch other countries that we want to have partnerships with.
Now Congress and the administration have to come to an agreement on how to stop China from investing in sensitive industries like high tech and aerospace without blocking other investment American companies want. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.